Hello, Gladcast listeners. This is a quick pre-intro because this episode is nerds. We are starting season 7, which has a sort of lofty intention of just taking you on pure imaginative rides for the fun of it, for the joy of expanding your capacity to play and imagine and dare. And so this just, I want you to prep yourself to just jump into the game and the fun of it. And if you don't have presents, get some now. Also, I want to celebrate that due to listeners' demand, we have a Patreon and you can find it on our page. So happy new year, sweet fools. Let's go to the circus.
Come softly down, darling, with your kisses and your love. I've waited down so long. Down, 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 do, down, do, be, do.
Hello and welcome to the Gladcast.
Oh my God.
I tried.
I was like, should I just interrupt her with this, like, suck
well,
it,
we're
like,
glad.
Right now?
Shit to be glad about. Obviously, there's a lot. And we have some sassy motherfucking guests. My daughter, lady son, Lila, is here. And my oldest friend in the world, Sarah, is here. We're starting season 7, which is going to, it's a hot air balloon into recovering your ability to play around imagination without being a dick fucker about it. So...
Not that there's Anna's anything wrong with being dick fuckers.
No. I know. Why do I use that negatively?
Yeah. It's okay.
What's a new phrase that feels naughty, but isn't dick fucker?
Jack wagon?
Jack wagon.
I really like jack wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember my friend.
Because it's like
I kind of
want to
like get on
up,
the jack
you know?
Wagon.
Let's get on the jack wagon.
Yeah.
Get your hitty up.
Yeehaw.
Someone's speaking dyslexic this morning.
So all right, we're gonna
set the scene?
Yeah, we're gonna play a game that's, we call it Dream Pong, where we enter into an imagined kind of mission world and we have a loose kind of framework of where we're going, but not really, and it's just an opportunity for us to like play together. So super excited. Setting the scene. Alright, we are all getting on board a train, and we're...
Choo-choo!
We're, like, really relaxed. We're in, like, kind of, like, vacay mode. We just got off of a cruise that we're kind of like, oh, we should take this cruise. Somebody's paying for it for us. Whatever. We'll go on it. And then we just, yeah.
Is it a train cruise?
Well, nope. First, we were just, like, on our own vacation, and then we're like, let's do something more fun. And we're like, oh, let's, like, get on that train. So we're shipping, swipping, switching it up, and we're getting on this train.
Swipping it up, yeah.
And there's like, as soon as we're getting on the train, we're like, oh yeah, this was a good idea, because there's like a lot of weird animals and people like stretching their legs up to the ceiling and like balancing on each other's toes. And
yeah, it felt right.
It feels like,
and
we're
way
in the right
more
place.
Interesting than vacation mode on a cruise ship, where we're like, how much buffet can we eat?
Yeah,
you can
was...
only lose a shuffleboard so many times.
Okay, I kind of want to play shuffleboard. Can there be shuffleboard on the train?
There's shuffleboard. Yeah, oh my gosh, look
there's
at
a shuffleboard
this train
deck.
Car dedicated to it.
Yeah.
There's an entire train cart just for hopscotch.
And mini golf.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we're on it is a cruise train, like I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's really fun.
All right, take it, Sarah.
Guys, I just heard from the conductor that huge jolt we just felt. That was the train derailing the first three cars.
Oh, no. Whoa. That was the one that didn't have the giraffes. Okay, cool.
But it was the cargo holds, and now they are face down, and we cannot get into them.
Oh, so that was the important shit.
Has anyone looked out the window lately?
Okay.
Do you know where we are?
Okay, D is for desert. We are on a cruise train in the desert, and... I remember how to spell the word desert, because my 8th grade teacher said that you only want to go to the desert once, but you want many desserts. So dessert has two S's. Side note and pro tip.
Wise words.
Yeah, wise words. So we look out the window, and I'm feeling the sudden jolt of like, I'm so glad I left trying to pretend to be happy in vacation mode, because this calling to step into adventure is happening. But there's also like a little bit of fear of like, oh shit, is the train gonna explode? So I kind of like check my vibrational activation for a second and make sure that I'm not feeding into the fear, and I'm also not being unconscious. Like, does something need to be checked on? Is there a gas leak? So I look around to you guys and I say, Lila, can you please go check the gas leaking places on a train really quick?
And I check them and they're really bad.
What? Ooh, no. Just like, no. The gas leaking places feel
terrible. So cool. My first thought is we need to get Ellie the elephant.
Oh.
Who's on train CBD.
Oh, she's huge. Uh-huh. Multi-train Ellie.
Yeah, she's really
fat lady.
But she's really relaxed from all that CBD.
Yep.
She wears the Pearl Bailey hats. That's her.
Yeah. She gets into a lot of shenanigans. But she's very caring, and she went into mom mode when she heard that the train started to derail. So she had everybody in the entire circus get on her back and jump out of the train.
Fuck yeah.
Did we do that too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. We were on her back.
Wow. Okay.
Hannah.
F is for the fuck yeah we hear from the ringmaster, who's like straddling the elephant's head and is just like, woo! And they like plop out into the sand, and then we see the ringmaster like make eye contact with us, and he like points over to another car. He's like, oh, all the flamingos! And we're like, oh my god, the flamingos,
yeah, flamingos
are trapped and we have to get them out now! So, we notice that there is, like, a window in the top, like, in the ceiling, and we lift Sarah up to go out the ceiling to be able to help free the flamingos.
While we're lifting her up, we're singing, this is your fight song, take back your life song, Cruzanilla, and she's, like, got her arms
free. Save those pink legs song.
Yeah, it's majestic. We all feel there's like tears coming down our faces because she's gonna go save the fucking flamingos.
Everyone's just eating popcorn watching it happen because they're a circus and they have popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, and peanuts.
Obviously.
And dispensers.
And CBD.
We're all high as fuck.
Okay, so I gather the giraffes and I herd them over to the flamingos.
Did you?
Yep. And then I have the flamingos by subtle eye contact and a couple flicks of my fingers tell them to gather next together in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And then the giraffes daintily come down and pluck them up like a rooted vegetable so they can carry more than one at a time. Because, you know, we have to get them all in like one swoop. I only have three giraffes.
Yeah.
And there's like 70 flamingos.
And suddenly I call.
They were part of the dance chorus line behind Ellie the elephant. So we had a lot of them.
The rooted vegetable flamingo chorus.
With yes. Come it's, hither.
So each giraffe takes a rooted vegetable formation of 35 and a half flamingos, because there's always one dangling off a leg because he was looking down at the ground or pecking for something when the grouping happens. So you got to account for that. And now I have turned them around, and we are galloping back to the CBD fest happening around Ellie the elephant.
Uh-huh. And it's suddenly I cry halt, because I have found this scroll that fell out of the ringmaster's pocket when he was getting weird with Ellie the elephant. Apparently that's a thing, but no one minds. And I open the scroll, and it's this really sweet freedom, like emancipation papers, because apparently the circus is closed and all of these animals were being carried home to their end spots, to their dream retirements. It's a really conscious circus, and they've been working all their lives, and they've known that they're going to end up in this dreamy spot, but the train is derailed, and I look around at all of you and our eyes get like anime quiver soft, and a little tear falls out of each of our right eyes rhythmically, and we're like, guys, we have to bring them home. We must finish the quest. So everyone's like, stop hitting the CBD dispenser. Shit's gotta get going.
Gotta get down to business.
Yeah.
So before they can like really do their big mission, they look to their left and they notice that there's one person who hasn't spoken at all, and he's the Ink Master.
Mm.
And he stands up and everyone goes silent. And he's like, I think in order for us to all work as a community, I need to give you all matching gang sign tattoos.
Oh my god, yeah.
So all of the animals just get one teardrop in their above their left cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it activates this like primordial magic in all of us, because we all have that tear still on our cheeks, the anime tear that we cried in Simpatico with each other.
Yeah. And the ink is actually made out of unicorn tears. So it's like really powerful.
Yeah.
It amplifies and focuses our intent.
And it gives everyone just like a huge boost of confidence.
Yeah. I feel confident just hearing you say those words.
Yeah. Obviously.
Hannah?
Jumping Jesus juice. I just remembered that I still have my walkie-talkie that I took from the cruise director. That connects to the cruise ship, and I think we can use this cruise, because everyone on the cruise was also bored, so we can use the cruise and hijack their thing to give the circus people a lift home across the ocean.
That's perfect. Jumping Jesus juice.
So I take out the walkie-talkie. I'm like, y'all, we have had a train derail in the desert. We're going to need to be rescued, and we're going to need some juice right away.
And is your code sign Jumpin' Jesus Juice on this, on the CB walkie? Like, you got to say, like, Breaker 919 for information. Like, what's your call sign?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm Jumpin' Jesus Juice. This is Jumpin' Jesus Juice, and we got a big 86 over on the 32, and the person who hears it is a dishwasher that we all were, like, playing poker with last night, and like, he's like, oh my gosh, Jumpin' Jesus Juice, y'all are in the desert, oh, we gotta get there. And so he like rallies all the like cruise employees, and they're just like, yes, we have to go into the desert.
Okay, so this is where Kissimmee Junger Janger Juice comes in. So he has worked with whales his whole life at the Maritime Institute in San Diego.
Sure.
So the cruise line has contacted him, and he has contacted a whale, a killer whale, who was swimming by with a pod near the cruise line.
Oh my god.
And this killer whale communicates with the other whales around it.
Yep.
And they do a giant fluke wave, where they jump up and slap their tails.
Wow. Yes.
And on top of the cruise line's maximum power, and the fluke wave is enough to pop them up.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And get them right into the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then the Kissimmee Junger Janger Juice had a brother.
Oh, no,
that was in the National Guard on the Texas-New Mexico border.
Of course.
What are the odds?
Of course. And
miraculous.
Yeah, this is the amazing part. He'd been collecting helicopter parts for like years and rebuilding a whole fleet of them, because he was kind of like an apocalyptic, it's going to happen someday person.
He's that guy.
But he's a heli.
He said, y'all, I have this fleet of helicopters out here. They are ready to go, and I can't think of any better cause to give them a test drive than to get them out there.
Hell yeah.
And then the knitting circle of the local Lions Club, the wives of those men, got together, and they instantly and worked all night through the night crocheting the bands and straps we needed to dangle from the helicopters to wrap around Ellie's soft belly
crying in joy at this
and loop up the giraffes with the root vegetable flamingos. And haul us all up into the sky and over to the cruise ship that is now docked in the Gulf of Mexico, so that we can then swing out and swing around to Northern California and to get those babies home.
And so at this point, it's night in the desert, and we're all there's a the circus has just done what the circus does, and it's sort of sprawled into itself. It's help is on the way. Mm-hmm. We were all huddled around this walkie-talkie while it's losing battery, so there's this great sense of aliveness. And but then the circus is like, it's got fires going, and there's fire spinners and eaters doing their thing, and they're practicing. You know, the acrobats are flipping because that's what they do. And we're four of us are just sitting in the desert, and there's a fire all in us. And
fire for the Ink Master is actually tattooing Shakespearean quotes on people, if you're interested.
I very much am. But there's this great feeling of love. That, you know, in the great play and adventure, we've all been lifted. Like, we went towards vacation energy, like, to kind of get away from life. And we realized that what we wanted was to step deeper into life. And so, as we're hearing the call of the helicopters coming in, and, like, weird, like, it's a strong moonlit night, and we watch these phantasmagoric images coming through the night, and we just catch each other's eyes in the moonlight, and there's this
sense of crocheted ribbons dropping down exactly. through the night
air.
It's
otherworldly, and the circus is swirling around us, and we all just look at each other, and we just get this feeling, this high together, of like there's nowhere else in the fucking world we'd rather be, and we just smile because we know it's going to be epic. We're probably going to drop a fucking elephant on Texas, and like we're just fucking in, and there's this glorious sense of like fuck yeah life. So.
And we interweave our hands into our crocheted ribbons of our individual chosen colors, and we ride up into the night sky.
Yeah.
Triumphant.
And singing. What are we singing?
Well, we're singing Mamma Mia by ABBA. And as we're singing this song.
In harmony.
Of course. Obviously. We actually call a huge group of moths because they love ABBA.
Yeah.
And so they're swarming around us, having like a moth-lit ceremony for
Ooh.
Us, like blessing us and protecting us.
Because we're the candles. Mm-hmm. Our light has gotten so bright that we're the candles. Listeners, you have been kissed square on the lips by the Gladcast. Mwah! Mm-hmm.